I'm Kingston's campus and community radio.
Turn it up
and embrace the nonsense.
We were shining like Aurora Borealis, like Sid sipping from the Stanley Chalice, balling in a bus across the USA. Dumb enough to think that it would stay that way. Lounging in the living room in Long John's, more distant than Victoria to St. John's. Trying to use a record to repair my heart. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to start again. My friend, you're leaving me high and Canada dry. I'm out of your head. In my mind, listening to Neil is making me cry. You're leaving me high and Canada dry. Sinking like a Saskatoon sunset, thinking that we had it from the.
All right, welcome everybody. It's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense. It's Thursday afternoon.
Today, I'm giving you full permission to discuss the weather.
Nice. It is hot.
That's all.
That's it. That's
just there's so many other descriptive words.
It's just hot. I don't even know how to where to start. I'm very happy that our pool is open and blue and fun to swim in.
Yes, absolutely.
Our daughter fell in today.
She did. Which is kind of funny. Not really because she's pregnant, but she's fine.
She's fine.
So it's okay to have a little chuckle.
Yeah.
I thought this song was called Canada Day. And
no,
then he started
Canada
saying
Dry.
Canada Dry.
Yeah, yeah. It's
so
a funny song.
Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked Ladies, and they do this little ditty about Canada Dry.
Well, that's good ginger
coast
ale.
To coast. It is.
All right, are we going to listen to the end of it?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
While I stayed here,
I'll let you know. I'm out of your head and I'm losing my mind. Listening to Gord is making me cry. You're leaving me high. You're leaving me high. You're leaving me high. And Canada Dry.
That was a great song.
That was very cute. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Really? Oh, I've played it a few times on my other show, but it's a,
that I
really like these guys.
Every single week.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we celebrated Canada Day yesterday, like everyone did, and it was a beautiful, steamy day. I wanted to ask you, what are some of your favorite things about being Canadian?
Safety. It's nice. It's safe here. Mm-hmm. It's much different than any place in the world, I think, right now. I mean, Australia is pretty safe, I would say. But, it's pretty safe. It's good to be Canadian. Very happy to be Canadian.
Yes. When did you become a Canadian?
1984.
Okay.
You have to be in the country for so many years before you can apply for citizenship, and then you have to do the test. And we actually taught one of our friends.
Yes, we were teaching
one of the questions. So
how to remember the Great Lakes.
How to remember the Great Lakes. So I had to learn that as a kid. You had to learn certain things. So they ask your parents a whole bunch of questions, and then they ask the kids questions. And one of the questions was, and there was a preparatory thing for it. I don't know if it's the same anymore. Name the Great Lakes, the five Great Lakes, and the way you learn is homes. So here on Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior. So I've always known that now. I've known it since 1984.
Well, my little ditty that I was sharing with that same friend was I could not, and this is terrible because I was a born here Canadian, but I could not remember what order the provinces go in once you leave Ontario towards the west. Really? And then, yes, really. Wow. And then our daughter moved to Saskatchewan, and I couldn't remember where she was, whether it was the middle or right beside us or the far end or whatever. So I actually made up, because I'm really good at making up silly acronyms.
Yep.
So I reminded myself that I would make up my silly acronym for it.
Okay, and what is it?
It goes Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, which is MSA, my silly acronym.
Oh, and then you forgot BC.
I know that BC is at the very end.
Don't know
I know
that.
What the bookend provinces are. So I was also sharing with our friend that she could remember the Middle Prairie provinces by remembering Sherry's silly acronym, and that Sherry said it was mine. So that was how I taught myself to remember.
Wow, interesting.
I know. I
just had to learn it.
There's a lot of nonsense going in my head. We were literally sitting in the backyard the other day with some friends having a fairly serious conversation. And they looked over at me and said, "What are you thinking?" And I said, "Honestly, I was thinking about whether or not we should go to Dairy Queen or McDonald's for ice cream."
Yeah.
Right in the middle of a very serious conversation.
Which is, it's my to-go to anyway. And I was telling you after, I'd already had Reed's Dairy that day.
Yeah, you didn't say that at the time.
I didn't want to say.
Reed's.
Yeah, I went to Reed's earlier in the day. I was like driving home and I was on the phone with somebody and I go, "Hey, if you hear me ordering something, I apologize in advance, but I'm getting a twist cone with a twist waffle cone in about 2 minutes." And they were like, "What?" And I go, "I'm at a drive-through ice cream store," and they're like, "That's crazy."
I know, it's great.
So in Belleville, they have a drive-through.
They do have a drive-through there, which is spectacular.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and play some more Canadian music. As you can imagine, the theme today is all Canadian and all the music and bands that we love from Canada. And then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about what we're grateful for being Canadian and what we did to celebrate and all the good stuff, what we're going to do tonight even.
Awesome. All right, here we go. A little 5440.
Thank you.
What'd you think of that?
I like it.
Yeah, that's a great song. Tune. I love 5440. We'd seen them way back in the 90s with friends of ours in Toronto.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. I love that you don't even remember
the
bands that we've seen. Yeah, we saw them in Toronto one time. They were great.
What's funny is you have a long-term memory for things like that that I would say, like, not that they don't matter, but they don't matter as much. But I could ask you to, like, remember to do something tonight and you won't remember.
Yeah. No, I have nonsense stuck in my head. That's the problem, why I can't remember all the other stuff.
Oh, okay.
I got all this nonsense in there. Okay. So what did you like best about being Canadian? What do you like best?
But did I?
No. What do you like? You were born here, so it's a little different from you, from me to you. So what do you like best about being Canadian? Because I personally think some people take it for granted.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I don't know any different, let's put it that way. So my context is fairly small. I've never lived anywhere else, but I have traveled quite a bit up and down kind of the North American corridor and certainly all around the U.S. and Canada. I've not yet been to Europe, but we're going this fall,
yep,
as we've shared previously. So I'm excited about that, but I do pay attention to what's going on in the world. I think we are very blessed, like you said, to live in a relatively safe country. And I pretty much love everything about being Canadian other than the weather. So,
well, right now you must be loving the weather.
Yeah, it's spectacular. But don't talk to me in February. I'm really grumpy in February, as you know.
Yeah.
So a life goal for me and now for us is to be snowbirds. And we think that we'll probably be gone from like November to end of March.
Yep.
And I would like to be somewhere southern where we're not experiencing freezing rain and minus 40 and mountains of snow and all those things. And I know it's interesting because you're still fascinated by snow.
I love the first snowfall.
You do.
First snowfall of the year. I'm like, oh, this is amazing.
No, you literally stand in the front window and mm-hmm. say, look at that snow.
I know.
Look at that snow. And I say, I've been looking at snow for 58 years. I never want to look at snow again. But you're still fascinated because you weren't born in a country that it snowed. It just rains all the time in Ireland.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. We have friends there. And right now they're having this crazy heat wave. But mixed in with the heat wave is rain.
Same as here.
I know. No, but it rains every day in Ireland, regardless of the temperature.
Can't wait to go. I don't know how you enticed me to go somewhere that rains every day. You tell me every day is rain in 12.
Yeah. Well, right now it's every day is rain in between 30 and 40.
Sounds okay.
But the problem is they don't have air conditioning in any of their buildings.
Right.
They don't have them in apartments. They don't have them in hotels. Well, they might have them in hotels. That might be, I know it might be wrong on that, but I don't think they do. Most of the European hotels don't have air conditioning, or it's maybe in the newer ones. But definitely when I was younger, when we traveled in Europe and did stuff, they didn't have air conditioning there, but you didn't know any better.
Right.
Right? And you were at the pool all day. But what I can tell you is our friends are like, man, there is no air conditioning here. It's crazy.
Yeah. Understood.
So, but they're also not built that way. Their houses aren't built that way.
Yeah, I understand. So really, I love everything about being Canadian. I'm a proud Canadian. I like that the rest of the world perceives us as being friendly and polite.
Yeah, we are.
And a lot of other people from other countries will sometimes pretend they're Canadian just so they can be more welcome in other countries, which I guess is kind of a compliment, but stop that, please, other people. And yeah, I just love it. I particularly, as you know, love where we live. I love Eastern Ontario. I think it's beautiful here. And I actually know someone in particular who is very worldly traveled. And I asked him where he would put his roots down if he could pick anywhere in the world. And he literally said Eastern Ontario.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very interesting. So I love everything about being Canadian except February.
Yeah, well, that's okay. It's only 1 month, and it's the shortest one anyway.
Thankfully.
So. Yeah, let's keep going. We got some more music to play. We got tons of music. All Canadian, all day for us. Here we go.
We just heard of a brand new way.
There's your request. You wanted this song.
I did say we should play Canadian music, and we should say something about how stinking hot it is out. So that's what you picked for me is
The Kid Is Hot.
The Kid Is Hot. And yeah, the kids are hot. It's
everybody's hot. It's crazy.
You're right. So what did we do? Do you want to share for Canada Day celebrations?
Yeah. So yesterday morning, we actually cleaned up from the baby shower still.
Well, yeah. Context. We had a baby shower for our daughter on Sunday, I guess
Sunday.
It was now.
Yeah, Sunday.
And we had like 70 people in our backyard.
It's crazy.
And then we also had 3 extra people in the house for a couple of nights because we had visitors. And so that's also bigger meals, more people, more mess, more stuff. So the house was not the way we like it.
And they left yesterday, so which...
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, I don't want them to leave.
No, I didn't want them to leave either, but I'm just saying it was...
So a good 3 or 4 hours of our Canada Day morning was you cleaning up the backyard and me cleaning the inside of the house.
Yeah, just getting all...
We did good teamwork,
though. We did do good teamwork. It was great. And then we went to our friend's house, and he had a massive amount of people at his house. It was crazy.
Yeah, he had a big party.
Yeah, he had a huge party. And the storm looked like it was coming to get us around... We got there about 3:30, and around 4:30, it looked like it was just going to... just pour.
Yeah, and it didn't.
And it didn't. It just kind of moved around us. And then we took off around 7:30.
Hold on. We played ladder ball.
Ladder ball and cornhole.
Toss or hole, whatever cornhole. You call it.
And we won both times.
We did.
So it was good. We'll take that.
And we had lovely food.
Yeah, we had a great dinner. He did this great potluck, so everybody brought different things. And
It was a really good time. Because it was on the lake and people were, you know, having
music
drinks.
Music was going. It was good.
We, though, dipped out a little bit earlier than I think we would have because it was literally a kajillion degrees.
It was debilitating.
And everybody was feeling sick from how close it was. So then we went home and we were going to have a swim. And then literally the sky did open up
as
we were about to get into the pool. And there was thunder and lightning and looked like the Wizard of Oz was about to happen again. So we watched the soccer game in our basement.
Yeah, we did. We watched the...
That's what we did.
Yeah,
it's
we
not
watched...
really that sexy or interesting, but this is 30 years of nonsense.
I mean, it was great. So it was nice. It was cool in the basement and everything was good. And that kind of was Canada Day wrapped up. I listened to some fireworks, but I didn't see any.
I didn't see any either, no.
So
we were tucked in the basement at that time. But all right, let's play some more music and then we'll come back and talk about what we're doing tonight and the remainder of this weekend.
All right. I love this guy. This guy's chaos and this crab in the bucket.
Wire, retire the fire. I never, 'cause I'm just moving on up. choosing to touch the unseen, craving the clutch, the most inevitable, legible pyromania, slaying the devil and sending them back to Transylvania. Strangely enough, I evolved outside of the ghetto, but my heavy metal will settle the puppets like Geppetto. Damn, if mirrors were created by sand, then I'm looking in the water for reflections of man. Understand, the mind's above time when it's empty. MC, tragically hip ahead by a century.
No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. Shake off the crabs in the bucket. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. Shake off the crabs in the bucket.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Tiny Horse's latest single off their upcoming album that starts off as a sentimental goodbye-soaked ballad before flipping into a full-blown Europop banger.
That was a good promotion. Sorry, I cut it off a little quickly.
I'm like, what are you doing?
That was my bad. I did cut it off a little bit quickly.
Yeah,
but
like,
we did
happened?
Do it. It was a 30-second promo spot.
Down to five.
Down to something else like that.
So if you hear any music in the background, just so you know, it's one of the bands locally here. They're called Fraser Wayne and the Desert Eagles. They're performing live tonight at the Toucan. And they're performing with Good & Co. Or Good Co. And then... Fraser Wayne and the Desert Eagles, but they are actually
They're
in the studio doing a live performance, pre-record for another show later in the week. But yeah, I can, if you can hear any bleed through, I know we can hear, but I don't know if you guys out there can hear it.
It's a gentle background noise.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I did want to talk about Chaos, right? So Kevin Brennerton, so he's a local Toronto guy. I have loved this guy from the minute he released Grabbing the Bucket.
Okay.
It's like he's such a good lyricist. His stuff is not, you know, there's no swear words. There's none of that kind of stuff.
Good.
He's just really good. He's a great rapper, local Toronto guy, born and raised right in Toronto. Like they talk, you know, St. Michael's Hospital, I think he was born in, and his father was a minister, the whole deal, like just a
nice.
You know, nice little family. I mean, he talks about having growing up with a diverse music genre of music that he loved. So listen to this, New Order, Depeche Mode, The Bandits, Michael Jackson, Boogie Down Productions, Slick Rick, A Tribe Called Quest, and The Beatles.
That's just very to name diverse. A few.
Yeah, completely diverse type of music. Mm-hmm. So he went to York University. Just a local guy.
Local
so,
Canadian?
Yeah.
Good old-fashioned Canadian boy.
It is. And like I said, that song, Grabbing the Bucket, fantastic song. Also appeared on a really cool show that I like, Jimmy Kimmel. So I like watching
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah. So he was on that as well. It was this song in February 2005 was the most downloaded hip-hop song in iTunes in Canada for that.
What year?
2005.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said 2025, and I thought that's
2000,
not right.
No, 2005.
You could download things in 2005?
You could. Yeah, yeah.
Must have been to...
onto iTunes. So it was,
Oh, yes.
Remember when you used
those
to
those little things?
Yeah, the little iPods.
Right.
So those little things.
You know.
So, earned him the number two spot on Rolling Stone.
Very
at that
cool.
year. So, yeah, pretty cool. Anyway, let's keep going.
Okay.
We got to get all our music in. We're not going to get it all in. And this is just a really diverse, I picked just a totally diverse piece of music. So we're going to play a little Our Lady Peace here. And Superman's Dead.
Till you break, you're happy cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary time.
just not good.
What'd you think of that?
It's not my jam.
No, I know it's not your jam. I could see your face. You were like, meh.
I do make that face.
You do make that face.
And is that kinda, the sound effect
it
that
is.
You
it's the growl
hear
that goes,
when I make that face?
Yeah, that physical, when you make that physical face, like in my head, it goes, meh.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You're so. Probably right. All right, what are you up to tonight, and what are we up to for the weekend? Let's do our weekend report.
All right, so tonight, it's trivia, it's Spearhead, and it's 7 o'clock. So 7 to 10:30 tonight, we're going to be at Spearhead, and we're doing our trivia, and it's going to be inside and outside. So if you want to be outside in the nice warm sun as the sun's going down, the patio's there and available. And then if you want to be inside where it's cool and you can watch the Portugal game as it's going on,
okay,
as well as, you know, playing trivia. So we've got four rounds, plus we've got our fast fives, which are new and fun again. First round is, because we're doing the alphabet right now, songs that start with H. And then the second round is songs about the heat or being hot.
Okay.
And then the songs, round three, I thought this was funny, so I was looking up for something to do, and I found one, songs used by politicians.
Ooh, do you have to name the politician?
No, you don't.
That would be good.
It would be. It'd be tough. The only one you're going to get is YMCA, and that's Trump.
Right.
Right? So that would be the only one that everybody would know.
Yeah.
And then Canada Day Part 2, because I started Canada Day. There's so many fantastic Canadian bands. I mean, I could just do Ontario bands. Or, you know, even closer, you know, Kingston and area bands.
Oh my goodness, we have so much talent right here locally.
Yeah, absolutely. Like the band that's playing next door, like I said. And after I'm done, you can go downtown to the Toucan. Their show starts at 9:30, 10 o'clock, and it's free.
Oh, well, that's so when I'm done mentally, so I'm not going.
But yeah, no, but I'm just saying, like, if you're downtown tonight and you want to go see a great band, I can hear them in the background now. So they're getting going here on their jam session. So, yeah. That's what I'm doing. And then tomorrow night, we're hanging out for a bit. I've got my show, Into the Darkness, from 12 till midnight. And then we're going, we're going to have a little adventure on Saturday.
So the really exciting thing for Terry and I right now is that it's been a very long time since us and our two children have been in the house on our own. And we love all the other people in our life, but we like it when it's also just the original four of us. And I guess we have to say four and a half now because she's 6 months pregnant. So we're very excited that it is just the four of us this weekend. So on Saturday, we're going to go on some sort of Doherty adventure. And sometimes that means we just go outside and turn left and see what happens.
Yeah, and you forgot. Sunday night, I'm going to a concert.
You are? You forget. I haven't got to Sunday yet.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't know that. I would also be remiss if I didn't mention in there that my team is hosting a couple of open houses.
Yeah, so you are.
On Saturday from 11 to 1. Had to think about that. Rob will be hosting a open house at one of our newest listings at 147 Selton Road, which is in Rockport. Beautiful home on 4 acres, gorgeous private hot tub pool, fantastic area, the area that I am manifesting we move to.
Perfect.
And then on Sunday afternoon, another friend of ours, realtor friend, obviously, Robin Hilton, is hosting a open house at our other new listing right here in Kingston at 114 Joyce Street, which is a great new listing.
Nice.
That's the one you put the sign up for the other day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He always looks at me like, which house? And I said,
well, it's so funny because when I left, I was like, this house is going to sell super fast.
It will. Yeah, no doubt. It's a perfect. Great location. It's a great house.
Really,
it's a great
well
price
priced.
Point.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So even though I'm taking a little bit of time with my family, it's really great to say that I have lots of support and we have a team that will cover each other when we all have important life things to do. So business will go on and people's houses will still get sold. So we love that. And then while that's all going on Sunday, you and I and our kids, which is funny to say because they're 30 and 27, but our kids are also going to go up to the lake and enjoy some time on Sunday at the lake you go to the concert.
I doubt Smad is wakeboarding this weekend.
She's not. That would be the mom in me that says she is not wakeboarding this weekend.
I bet you Kieran is.
He probably would like to, but she is definitely not. I'm going to put a hard stop on that. She's smarter than that.
I'd like to as well. We'll see how that plays out.
That means somebody else has to drive the boat, though, and you don't like that.
I know, but we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe.
That's what's what for us this weekend.
And then the Billy Bragg on Sunday night, and I'm going with a buddy of mine.
Craig. Perfect.
And
then we have one more day of her daughter, and then she goes back to Saskatchewan.
Yep, and then she's out of here.
And then we get to go see her. Next time we see her, we'll probably be in the labor room, which is so exciting.
You know what? You know what, Sherry?
You're going to use some sort
world.
Of segue into Pop Goes
go.
The Baby or something.
Pop Goes the World. Where'd it go? There we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats.
Johnny play guitar, Jenny play bass.
no return anthem. Once things break, they stay broken, glowing with hot summer warmth and channeling the rush of Robin with the arena-sized catharsis of Arcade Fire. Good luck out running that feeling. And if you're a local musician who'd like airplay and social media coverage on our channels, complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream You'll Never See Me Again by Tiny Horse on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
All right. I don't know what Sherry's doing.
Apparently I'm having heat stroke.
Apparently you're turning commercials on and off and talking and doing all sorts of nonsense.
Heat stroke.
30 years of nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's not as gentle as you said it. But that's okay. We're going to say that that didn't happen and move on.
Yes, we will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
So take a breath.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
We're going to play some more music.
We are going to play some more music.
Growl at me.
No, I'm not going to growl at you. I just want to know what's going on over there. All right. Your end of the studio apparently is gone to chaos. It's melting.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Little Corey Hart. This is one we don't often play.
All right.
So Sunglasses at Night, typically you'll hear it all the time. I don't think you've heard this in a while.
Come out to play. Send one.
definitely the boy in the box.
Right? So you're moving now into some hardcore Canadiana and some hardcore Kingston music, because you wouldn't be celebrating Canada in Kingston if you didn't play some Tragically Hib.
Absolutely. We're going to keep the music going, because just there's the other bands kind of bleeding through.
Making some noise.
Yeah, so.
So let's just play some music and we'll outplay them.
All right, here we go. We got a little Tragically Hip here. Fiddler's Green. Tragically Hip songs to decide upon. I was going to play Bob Cajun, but I think I played it last week. I got to be honest. I'm not sure.
Okay.
And I really like that song, actually.
I like it. It was just sad. as everyone knows, if you listen along, I just like happy music and happy things, and yeah. I seem pretty sad. So
yeah,
well, can you play me something happy?
No.
Okay, right.
I'm going to play you some Big Wreck, and I'm going to play The Oaf.
Okay. I don't know this song either, so.
Well, that's okay. We're going to play that. Then we're going to play a little Glorious Sons to kind of close out the show. They're a local
Kingston
band.
Any of them end on a happy note?
I'll say goodbye, and I'll be happy when I do it. How's that? All right, okay, here we go. Enough. We got a little Big Wreck here. All right, that was a little more upbeat for you. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I still didn't like it. I like it better when I pick the music.
Well, listen, you said to me, pick some music, I'm going to love it.
Actually, no, I didn't. I said, hey, we haven't done any music for today's show, and that was about noon. And you said, I got this.
Yeah,
and
well, so I did.
You did. I appreciate that. It's just not things that I would pick.
I know, but you said Canadiana, and I said, I got this.
Yeah, we did say Canadian, but I wanted like a little Patio Lanterns, maybe some Blue Rodeo, a little more Bernie
Canadian.
You
know, I saw that.
Big C. Like,
I saw those things.
You know what I would have gone for?
I saw all those things, and I went right over them.
I know, because you like to be a little bit more left, and I like to be very predictable.
Yeah, well, you know what? Here's what I'm going
to
tell you.
I had one thing to say.
What did you have to say?
Are you going to play this song out?
I am.
I was going to give you full permission today to
stay frosty.
Stay frosty.
Yeah, damn right. Stay frosty. All right.
Everybody, have a great weekend. Be safe. And yes, stay frosty.
And we'll see you on the patio tonight at Spearhead. All right, here we go.
Oh, mama. Down by the river, oh, you know I'm a sinner, oh, sinner for love. Ah! Living life like a heart attack, when the blood starts pumping, you can't go back, and I never met a woman I've loved that I don't love.